Hello, I'm Veronica Scares-Rick, and I'd like to bring you a musical meditation marking the second glorious mystery of the Rosary. That's with our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
Chelos ascendit hodie. Today he ascended into heaven. That uplifting motet for double choir is by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford, a composer little known outside the Anglo-Saxon world, but a towering figure in late Victorian England nevertheless. An Irishman by birth, he became Professor of Music at Cambridge, and he taught for many years at the Royal College of Music in London. As a Protestant, he didn't often have occasion to write Latin motets, but this piece wasn't actually written to be sung in church. It was grace before meals at an Ascension Day banquet in Trinity College, Cambridge. What a marvellous way to begin a festal meal. Chelos ascendit hodie was later published as one of three Latin motets by Stanford, all written in similar circumstances, and now in the repertoire of cathedral choirs. Many of the anthems and motets written for the Feast of the Ascension draw on the text of Psalm 47, O clap your hands. That's because verses 5 and 6 seem particularly appropriate. That was taken from a setting by Orlando Gibbons, who was organist of the Chapel Royal in London in the early 17th century. Now let's listen to a setting of the same words in Latin, written by a contemporary of Gibbons, the composer Peter Phillips, who, like so many English Catholics, had fled to the continent to escape persecution. As you can imagine, there's no shortage of fine choral music to celebrate the Feast of the Lord's Ascension. But I'd like to move on now to consider a remarkable piece of 20th century organ music, written as an extended meditation on this same mystery. L'Ascension by Olivier Messiaen was originally written for orchestra in 1933, but transcribed for organ the following year. The third movement, which we're going to hear now, was added in the organ version. It's called Transport de Joie, Joyful Cries of a Soul Beholding the Glory of Christ, which is also its own. Messiaen was a church organist himself at La Trinité in Paris for over 60 years. The French have a fine tradition of liturgical organ music and especially improvisation. It must have been wonderful to hear Messiaen improvising there Sunday after Sunday. The final movement of L'Ascension is called Prière du Christ montant vers son Père, Prayer of Christ ascending towards the Father. Messiaen bases it on a text from St. John's Gospel. Father, I have made your name known to them. Now I am not in the world any longer, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Slowly and calmly, the music rises, caught up in rapturous contemplation of this timeless mystery.
And you were listening there to music historian Monsignor Philip Whitmore, who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.